Hare Krishna. Today we have a very interesting question from Chintamani Dam. She usually asks interesting questions. And this, I had to do some research on this question. I even contacted Bhanu Maharaj. It seems that he had done research because he was equally perplexed as I, but it has to do with human sacrifices. Particularly in the ninth canto, King Harishchandra is mentioned as wanting to have a son and offering a human sacrifice, or wanting to offer a human sacrifice to Varuna, and the adventure that went around that. Of course, in the fifth canto, there's also sacrifice that Gundas did, trying to sacrifice Jagbharat. And that indication, it is certainly both indicate that there were such things. Seems relatively rare in terms of how it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. But it's there, part of the Vedic tradition, believe it or not. And and there's two versions that both Maharaj and I saw about what actually a human sacrifice means. One is what they wanted to do with Jagbharat is to actually kill him. And the other one is where the humans are tied to a stake and everything else takes place, and the sacrifice, the fire and mantras and the whole ritual. But at the end, he's not killed. He's set free. And the opinion is that the sacrifice, well, there's two opinions, which possibly means that there were two different types of sacrifice. In any case, it existed. Quite defined reference. Why did Shukadeva Goswami mention this? She says, what particular purpose does this actually serve? Well, the ninth canto is talking about dynasty of kings, and Harishchandra is a famous king. So, because he did the animal sacrifice, do we avoid it or not? Obviously, it would have he didn't. And looked suspicious. So it's a very famous story, and it's found in other scriptures as well. So for that reason, Shukadev included it. It's here. He didn't neglect. And why does, for instance, here, sacrificing someone's son, Harishchandra, number one, is a great king. Number two, why would Varuna, one of the prominent demigods, want such a thing? Maharaj's answer was it shows how strong lower nature can be even for demigods. So when you're a conditioned soul, then anything can happen. Kamesha, Kodesha, Rajaguna, Shamudbhava, people be likely to do anything. So Prabhupada, and of course, always read stories, examples of lovers killing their husbands, wives, or killing each other, or killing themselves. There's so many things. People can do such things if they're under the ropes. Unfortunate situation, but that's the way it is. And in sort of recent India, the British stopped any human sacrifices, although you still hear of it every now and then, some such thing taking place in very remote, backward places. And of course you hear things, for instance, in Africa, people go after albinos for bodily parts because of some idea that they get some kind of benefit or so on. So it's there. Animal sacrifices were existent, and these are the two possible variations of them. Even on this one, it would seem that if it was a sacrifice where the sacrificial, quote-unquote, animal was released, then Harishchandra wouldn't be so reluctant to offer his son, which is why he originally asked, got a son from Varuna, and in return, Varuna wanted this. So, human sacrifice, obviously it doesn't take place, but it took place, and Srimad Bhagavatam is not hiding the fact. It's not what's recommended. Bhagavatam is recommending Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer. There's so many other types of sacrifices described in Bhagavatam. So this is obviously quite a minority phenomenon. But it did take place, and it does show that we need to be careful, because if you let your lower nature take over, then people can do anything. I mean, what to speak of sacrifice? So many people are killing so many people all in the name of God in the world that we live in. So it was interesting. There's not much scriptural reference. As I mentioned, this is a well-known, it's cited in other Puranas, this particular pastime. So there are references to Maharaj Harishchandra, who ultimately then became purified and by the power of devotional service became liberated. This was as sort of far as we got with Bhana Maharaj in terms of the exchange that we had on this sacrifice, why it took place, and what we can learn from it. Hare Krishna.